The crops are all in, the peaches are rotting, the oranges are piled in their creosote dump.
Arlo Guthrie singing his dad Woody's famous ballad, Deportee, about one of the worst airplane disasters in California history, which killed 32 passengers in Los Gatos Canyon, near the Central Valley town of Coalinga in 1948. The dead included 28 Mexican farm workers in the process of being deported by the U.S. government. Woody Guthrie was outraged that newspaper accounts of the crash omitted the names of the Mexican passengers, just calling them deportees. So he gave symbolic names to the dead.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita, adios. Mi amigos, Jesus y Maria, you won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees.
For seven decades, the names of those deportees were anonymous. They were buried in a mass grave in Fresno, until author and poet Tim Z. Hernandez made it his mission to figure out who they were, interviewing families and unearthing records in both Mexico and the United States. His new book, All They Will Call You, explores that journey, and he joins us now from our studio in Fresno. Tell us a little bit about what got you interested in the story of the Mexican deportees who died in that plane crash so many years ago.
You know, I'm the son of migrant farm workers, my grandfather, my parents, and I'm an author who likes to write about the Valley's history here in the San Joaquin Valley. So all those things kind of lined up for me to pay attention when it came onto my radar.
So many of the stories that you tell in this book involve such intimate details. I mean, we get a real sense of who these people were. You interviewed one woman, I would guess she's now close to 80 years old, who was 10 when her dad, Ramon Paredes Gonzalez, died in the crash. And he used to cross back and forth to work in the U.S. And every time he would return, he sang her a song.
Si porque me ves borracho, mañana ya no me ves. Si es porque tomo tequila.
She started to say the lyrics, and then her son Jaime encouraged her and said, you know, sing it for him, Mom. And so that was her singing that song from her memory.
Your book doesn't just include the stories of the Mexican deportees, but also witnesses to the crash, the pilot, the stewardess, the immigration agent who was accompanying the deportees. They were all part of this drama.
Omissions are wrong. You know, erasure is wrong. No matter what, you know, what your background is or what nationality you are. And so what I wanted to do was utilize this story for its full potential. And in that, you know, let's talk about everybody that this affected, not just, you know, obviously the passengers of the airplane, but also the pilot and the stewardess, who were a brand new family, who were just on the verge of having their first child together. And they were both killed, and their sisters at home who mourned them as well and grieved as much as the Gaston family, who owned the ranch property, who their children saw this airplane and saw people falling out of the sky. Later on, the song, Martin Hoffman, who made the melody, who turned Woody's words into a melody, and Pete Seeger. And, you know, this one incident had such a ripple effect across borders and, you know, just various people and various lives. And I wanted to have that here on full display.
You helped get a headstone with some of the names you were able to research on that mass grave for the deportees back in 2013. And people all over the San Joaquin Valley helped raise money for that effort to help make those names visible. You have a recording of some students in the farm worker town of Dinuba who raised money for the headstone, selling cupcakes on the sidewalk. And you asked them to say presente as you read those names of the dead out loud.
Santiago Garcia Elizondo. Rosalio Padilla Estrada.
It's an invocation of their spirit and that they had once existed, that these people existed and in fact are still present with us today.
You collaborated with Fresno musician Lance Canales, who did an unusual arrangement of the song Deportee, and it includes you whispering and saying the names that were missing from the original song.
They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come work in the fruit tree. They rode the big truck till they took down and died.
Tomás Márquez Manía.
And when we first rehearsed for the first time here in Fresno, he showed me his version of the song, and it blew me away because I realized that this is not, you know, the same version we've heard for the last 50 years. This is actually a new, updated Lance Canales, the son of migrant farm workers, taking ownership of this incident also in a very personal way.
So many musicians have recorded the song over the years. Pete Seeger, Dolly Parton, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan. What's your favorite version?
My favorite is actually Sweet Honey in the Rock.
It's 600 miles to that Mexican border. They drive us like outlaws, like rustlers, like these.
What relevance do you think the song Deportee and the stories of those deportees from 70 years ago has for us now in this political climate?
Back then, they referred to the Mexican passengers as simply as deportees. Today, we hear other words being used, you know, illegal or alien and things like that. And all those kind of abstractions are meant to do is to erase the face of the people we're talking about, erase the story, erase the history of these folks. And so, you know, I feel like being able to look back at this incident using that word deportee and then actually sort of opening that up and unpacking that and showing the reader who these folks were and how, and raising that up, honoring the Mexican passengers in the same way we honor also the pilots and the stewardess and the World War II heroes. And in this book, I'm trying to honor all of them in a way that says, listen, you know, side by side, when looked at, we have much more in common than we do differences. And certainly this airplane that crashed becomes a kind of almost an analogy for, you know, hey, listen, we're all in this ship together hurling toward a common fate.
Tim Z. Hernandez, thank you so much for joining us on the California Report.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Tim Z. Hernandez is the winner of the American Book Award for Poetry, and he's the author of the new book, All They Will Call You, detailing the lives of 28 Mexican deportees who died in a plane wreck at Los Gatos Canyon and inspired Woody Guthrie's famous folk song.